Okay, so we are here to continue our conversation, what we're calling the brief review of Bishul Shabbos of January 2021. And we have basically covered the dinim of Bishul. We've covered the halachos of cooking on Shabbos, food, non-food, solid, liquid, most of the dinim of Bishul, I think we've Baruch Hashem covered. And now we're going to segue into the dinim derabanan that are related to Bishul b'Shabbos. There are three major categories of dinim derabanan. They are called Shehiyah, Hachazara, and Hatmana. Shehiyah means that I leave food on an exposed fire from before Shabbos. That's Shehiyah. Hachazara means I return food, which previously was on the exposed, which previously was on the fire, I return it to the fire on Shabbos. That's Hachazara. There's going to be a subset within Hachazara called Nesina L'chatchila, which is food that was not on the fire when Shabbos entered. Can I put that food on the fire on Shabbos? And then there is going to be the category of Hatmana, which is insulating the food. So that's kind of just the direction of where we're going. So Shehiyah, leaving food on an uncovered fire over Shabbos. The Pashtus is it should be Hefer Gomer. Right? Yesterday we spoke about how this Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about whether there is a concept of Shavisas Kelim. Beis Shammai says that not only am I forbidden to do Malacha on Shabbos, not only can my animals not do Malacha on Shabbos, but even my kelim can't do malacha on Shabbos. Beis Hillel disagrees, and Beis Hillel says that shvisas kelim is no such thing. That means, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to begin a malacha on Erev Shabbos and have it continue on Shabbos, because that would be a violation of shvisas kelim. But according to Beis Hillel, you can. So if directly Gemara Daf Yud Ches, how come according to Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, by the way, Orthodox Judaism holds that we pass in like Beis Hillel, okay? So now, once we agree that we pass in like Beis Hillel, so the Shaila is, how come in many cases it's forbidden to leave food on an open Shabbos, on an open fire from beginning of Shabbos? Lecha Ora should be mutter because we don't hold the Shvisas Kalim. So enfert the Gemara and Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, that Shvisas Kalim, blah, 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 and for the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Beis at Shehiyah, leaving food on the open fire is usser because it's a gezeira shem yechata begecholam. It's not usser as bishul. Bishul, like any malacha, is mutter if I started on Erev Shabbos, if it continues throughout Shabbos, because we don't hold of Shvisas Kalim. You can't violate a malacha b'sheval ta'aseh, like Rashi points out in the Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel or something. Rav Shechter begins his essay on Malachos of Shabbos with this. You can't violate a Malacha b'Sheval Taisa because we don't hold those Shvisas Kalim. But a Gezeira, Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, that's Osir. Shema Yechata B'Gecholim is going to be Osir. That's why you cannot leave food on the open fire from before Shabbos. However, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim quoted at the beginning of Perek Kira as to whether or not certain types of food can be left on an open fire from Erev Shabbos. So the opinion of Chananya is that once food reached the temperature or reached the extent of cooking called Macho Ben Drusai is a fleeing fugitive, right? Ben Drusai is trying to come out. He ransacked the capital, Nanayach Shekane, and he is hungry, so he breaks into Nancy Pelosi's office and decides to like take some food, even though it's not fully cooked. That's Ben Drusai. So Ben Drusai is going to eat.
Does he get kosher food?
Does whatever. The point is that Ben Drusai eats food that's not fully cooked. The food is partially cooked. Chananya holds that once the food is higia l'maycho ben drusai, you are allowed to do shehiyah. meaning you could leave the food on an exposed fire once it's higia l'meichel ben shusay. That's the sheet of Chananya. The Chachomim disagree with Chananya. And the Chachomim say that you cannot leave food on an open fire unless it is mevushal kol tzarko, unless it is fully cooked. So the Machlokes Chananya and Chachomim. Yoni?
Yeah, just going back a second, the Zira Shliyata, that would be an active form of vishal.
So the concern of Shema Yechata Begecholem, I should have clarified, is not necessarily bishul. It could be it's that I'll violate the malach of kibui and havara. When I play with the coals, I'll be extinguishing some of them, lighting some of them. Bishul's involved in the process also, in that the reason I might do that is because I want the food to cook better, quicker, etc. But the real malacha that I'm worried about is not so much bishul as havara and kibui. Machlokes Chananya and the Chachamim about food that's higia l'maichel ben drusoi. Now, I should note that there's also Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam about what extent of cooking is maichel ben drusoi. Is ben drusoi half cooked or a third cooked? The Mishnah Berurah paskins that fundamentally we hold the chatzi bishul is maichel ben drusoi. But b'shas ha'dechak la'es ha'tzorech, you can rely on the shita that it is a third cooked. There's also a further discussion. What does it mean half and a third? Does that mean the amount of time it takes to cook? If you want to cook a brisket, so it takes 5 hours in the oven. It takes 5 hours. So would ben drusay mean after it's cooked 2.5 hours? Or does ben drusay mean, if you hold a chatzi bishul, or does ben drusay mean that, no, we look at the chefza of food and decide when the chefza is what we call half-cooked? That's also a further discussion in poskim. I don't have any real hachros on these issues. These are just issues to ponder. But Chananya holds that one food is maichel ben drusay, shehiya is mutter. The Chachamim hold that when food is maichel ben drusay, shehiya is usser, it's only mutter once it is mevushal kol tzarko.
Debbie?
The Rishonim, yes, sir.
Do you think you could say, one of the things that I read when sort of with the Shir of Kazayas, volume versus weight, that the Iker is probably volume, but Epis weight was used as an easier proxy. Maybe time can be used as a proxy because it's simpler to calculate.
It's certainly possible. I would just need evidence. Like, it's a nice idea that you're suggesting, but I would need evidence that that's the pshat. But be it as it may, the Rishonim, the majority of Chachmei Svarad, certainly, paskin like the Chachamim of Chananya, Rambam, Rif, Rash, Baran, they paskin that you're only allowed to leave food on an exposed fire if it is mevushal kol tzarko. Tosfos writes that I paskin like Chananya. Tosfos says that you paskin like Chananya, which is once food is meichel ben drusay, you can leave it on an open fire. The Mechaber, Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Aleph, quotes two opinions. Pashtus is that the Mechaber holds you cannot leave food on an open fire unless it is mevushal kol tzarko. Nonetheless, some of the later Sfaradi poskim say that the minhag developed, that Sfaradim also follow Chananya, that when the food is meichel ben drusay, it's okay. Ashkenazim write that the minig is that Ramo writes, Reish Nun Gimel Se'if Aleph, that Nohagu, like Chananya. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah in the Sefer Bi'ur Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? Nahagu like Chananya. You have to look beneath the hood. And among the Bali HaTosfos, you have the Rush. He's like the major posek of the Bali HaTosfos school. And the Rush's Lashon is, he quotes both opinions, Chachomim and Chananya, and he writes, Kevan Yisrael Adukim Heim B'mitzvahs Onik Shabbos. Since Klai Yisrael is Aduk, right? We're Hail Yeshiva Bachar, and we like having Hachaland. So therefore, we follow Hananiah. Comes along the Bir Halacha, and he says, you get the impression from the Rush that he's saying something like Mutav Shehu Shogegin Va'ayuhu Mezidin, that they're not going to listen to us because they are Adukin B'mitzvahs Einik Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says, don't follow Hananiah. As a matter of practical halacha, make sure the food is mevushal, cold circle, if you want to leave it on the open fire. Don't follow Hananiah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha. Again, this is a difference between text-based halacha and mimetic tradition. Nahagu ha'am, the Ramah writes, but the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, the Nahagu ha'am is only because of this rush. Ellie? So I think the Rush is saying, the Mishnah Berurah understands that what the Rush is saying is that you have to say that we'll follow Hananiah kind of to defend what people are doing. But fundamentally, if I'm writing a Sefer Halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm telling people what they should do, they should not follow Hananiah. Can you just speak a little bit louder? That the Mishnah Berurah understands the Rush based on Mutiv Shu Shogigin, that the people won't listen. Right. And, no. In other words, if I'm only passing like Hananiah because people won't listen, that means I really don't have like Hananiah. Right? But it would be better if a rabbi would be able to convince the congregation not to follow Hananiah, Givaldik, that's better. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to try. I'm going to tell you in the Bir Halacha, don't follow Hananiah. Right? Based on the Rush. Comes along the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, my dear Mishnah Berurah, you misread the Rush. Because the Rush is not saying based on Mutav Shu Shogigin. What the Rosh is saying is that, may Ikar Adam, we follow Hananiah. Nor Vas. Sometimes people want to be Machmir, they want to join the Chumrah of the Week Club, you want to be super frum. In this case, don't be so frum. Al Tihit Tzadik Harbei. Don't be so frum, because being frum goes against Einik Shabbos. So therefore, Dafka, you should follow Hananiah L'chatchila. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Okay? When I gave the shiur at the beginning of Parakira, so my Talmidim will remember that my understanding over here is that it could be the Mishnah Berurah is right, even though I love kulos in the Chazon Ish, but lav mitamei, because Tosfos is not the only major rishon among Chachmei Ashkenaz and Tzarfas. Rashi is also quite a heavy hitter, no? And Rashi's lushan throughout Parakira and earlier in Daf Yud Ches, Rashi keeps on saying ad Hananiah samchinon. That means that the minig is like Hananiah. We follow Hananiah. We rely on Hananiah, but not that Hananiah is the ikar hadin. And can sign that based on Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah is correct that we should only leave food on an open fire if it was mevushal kol tzarko lefnei haShabbos. So that's the first nekuda. Do I pass like Hananiah or not like Hananiah?
The Sfardim and the Ashkenazim switch.
No.
Ashkenazim are making like Hananiah, and Ashkenazim are machmir like the Chachamim.
I think you're breaking up, Nadia. I didn't hear you.
It comes out that the Sfardim and Ashkenazim switched. And they're showing him the Sfardim were machmir for the Chachamim and the Ashkenazim were mekel. Now in the Achronim we swapped.
Right, correct. It's a little bit funny, but again, I think the Achronim of Svarad, like Chacham Avadia and the Ben Ish Chai, here I think they agree actually, Chacham Avadia and the Ben Ish Chai say that the practice is to follow Hananiah. They're assuming the Ashkenazi practice is also to follow Hananiah. Yeah, correct. So what other kulas are there? If I want to leave food on an exposed fire from before Shabbos, so the Gemara in Yud Ches has a rule called Kidra Chaisa. Kidra Chaisa means a raw piece of meat. A raw piece of meat, the assumption is that you could leave that on an open fire milifnei HaShabbos. And the Gemara writes not only Kidra Chaisa, but even Ramachaisa. Not only if the entire pot is raw, but even if you just have one completely raw bone, you could leave it on an exposed fire from before Shabbos. The rationale for Kidra Chaisa and Grama Chaisa is our only concern is Shema Yechate B'Gecholim. But if I have a perfectly raw piece of meat, so this is Helftnisht. I'm not going to be Mechate B'Gecholim because it's going to be ready for the Friday night. It's not going to be ready for the Friday night Seuda no matter what. It will be ready for the Shabbos Day Seuda no matter what. So why should I be Mechate B'Gecholim? I don't have anything to gain. And people won't do something when they have nothing to gain. So therefore, the Mechaber, Reishon Gimel Sif Aleph, the Ramah, does not disagree, obviously. They say that Kidra Chaisa is Mutter. What that would mean is if you're Ashkenazi and you take the Ramah seriously, the only time there's an Isser of Shehiyah is when the food is in this in-between stage. It's partially cooked, but not yet, Ma'echu ben Jusai. Only then is it Aser. But if the food is mamish and gans and raw, so that's the kula of Kidra Chaisa. That's the kula that is permitted. Okay. Nonetheless, there are, I believe, I don't remember if we're going to say four or five reasons not to rely on Kidra Chaisa. The Gemara says it's permitted. Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. But nonetheless, there might be four or five reasons not to rely on it. Let's start reason number one. The Rav. Yeah.
You only rely on Kidra Chaisa if you're eating it the next day or even that night.
You can't use Kidra Chaisa if you're using it that night. Because if you're going to use it that night, you might stoke the coals in order to have it ready earlier. The Yisrael of Kidra Chaisa is it's not going to help to stoke it to make it ready at night. And it will help to stoke it. Wait, excuse me. It won't help to stoke it to get it ready at night. And it's going to be ready during the day, Meman of Shach. So, Mali ala Esa Kazeh. Why should I stoke the coals? It's pointless. That's Kidra Chaisa. Tonight it's not ready. Tomorrow it'll be ready even without stoking. So why do it? Why would you stoke? That's a din of Kidra Chaisa. Rav Soloveitchik felt that Kidra Chaisa does not apply Bizmaneinu. Because he said Bizmanehem, the ovens didn't have the same temperature settings that we have. Today, you could take food, and instead of putting the food in at 350, you could heat it up to 525, and you could get it chick-chack, boom, super-duper fast, super hot. So therefore, the Rav said, no heter of Kidra Chaisa. Some argue that according to this lumdus, that only is true if you are using a regular oven. If you have what's called a slow cooker. So by definition, ready, Chevra? Here's I'm going to tell you your story. A slow cooker cooks slowly. That's what it does. So if you have a slow cooker, so then maybe Rav Soloveitchik would be okay with Kidra Chaisa. In some of the English language Hilchos Shabbos books, there's a book called The Shabbos Kitchen, I believe. So he points this out. On a slow cooker, it's okay. Even though Yesh Lefak pick a little bit, because you could raise it from low temperature to high temperature, and maybe that will speed it up. But nonetheless, I think it's a fair point. But there are other reasons why Kidra Chaisa might not help. Rev Henkin's a kernel of
Rebbe, is increasing the temperature on the oven, that's more similar to putting more wood on. That's not equivalent to stoking.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. Give me 5 minutes. We'll get there. We will get to that, Shita. We'll get there eventually. But the point is, Rav Henkin has a different reason why not to rely on Kidra Chaisa Bizmaneinu. You know, he says Kidra Chaisa means that the food is mamish ruah b'hachnasas ha-Shabbos. When is hachnasas ha-Shabbos? When does Shabbos come in? So I look at my calendar and I know that this week Lech Benchen is, let's say, 4:23, right? But Lech Benchen is 18 minutes before Shabbos. So what? If I put it in right before Lech Benchen, it's not going to be perfectly Ruah 18 minutes later. And even, let's say, the wife benches licht at the zman, and the husband throws it in mamish. In my show, one year, they put out like a Purim digital short called 18 Minutes. How much can you do in those 18 minutes? It's maver al harayon, the amount that you can get done in those 18 minutes, right? It's like the last 2 minutes cramming before the exam. You can do like a whole semester in 2 minutes. Unbelievable, right? You've had that experience? All the time. Rav Henkin says, even if you'll have the husband throw the piece of meat in right before Shabbos begins, but who says Shabbos begins at Shkiyah? Maybe you hold like the Rabbi Nutam. Shulchan Aruch, after all, Paskin is like the Rabbi Nutam, at least in the Rechayim. So maybe you hold like the Rabbi Nutam, and Shabbos doesn't begin until what? 72 minutes? 54 and a half minutes after Shkiyah? Wow. Right? We don't know the Zmane Hayom, says Rav Henkin. Now, that's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. It happens that my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, Taina, is that this is not correct. Many Achronim say this. The Pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah is like this. That has to be Mamish Rua, even not Mamish Rua. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chazanish, will say that if it's not Yehigia Liyad Soledes Bo, right, it's okay. But it has to be beneath 113 degrees Fahrenheit when Shabbos comes in. And most assume that Shabbos comes in, Mamish, when Shabbos comes in. But the Megillah Sefer Tainas, maybe the Lumdus over here should be based on when I accept Shabbos, not when Shabbos comes in. Once I accept Shabbos, I am not chashud that I'm going to stoke the food. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I wear a strimal. Come on. Right? I'm not going to stoke the coals. So the Megillah Sefer tries to show that it's based on when I'm Mekabel Shabbos. Again, it seems not to be Mekubal, that approach, but there's a certain resonance that it has. So far, I have two reasons not to rely on Kidra Chaisa. Rav Soloveitchik about the fast cooking of our ovens. Rav Henkin about the uncertainty in the Zmanim. Let me just go on for a minute. The third reason not to rely on Kidra Chaisa is found in the Sefer Orchos Shabbos. The idea of Kidra Chaisa is that the food is not going to be ready Friday night at all, but the food will be ready Shabbos Day Memanashach. Says the Orchos Shabbos, and he says that Rabbi Yashav was maskim to this. Our Friday night meals can go on 4, 5, 6 hours, no? So Ken Zayn, I throw that piece of meat into the oven right before Shabbos. Yeah, without stoking, or even with stoking, it's not going to be ready Friday night. What does that mean it's not going to be ready Friday night? That means when Shabbos comes in at 5, it won't be ready at 8 o'clock. But if my Seuda goes and goes and goes and goes, and right, this happens sometimes. The Seuda can go till 10, 11 o'clock at night. So then it could be there's no heter of Kidra Chaisa for that reason as well. There are other reasons not to hold of Kidra Chaisa that are found in Rishonim very quickly. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim who writes that Kidra Chaisa only helps if you hold like Chananya. But if you hold like Chachamim, Kidra Chaisa doesn't help. The lumdus of this seems to be that according to Chananya, I am less worried of Shema Yechata, because once the food is Meichel Ben Drusa, you won't be Mechata. If that's the case, maybe Kidra Chaisa only helps according to Chananya. And if we are Choshesh Nitvi Chananya, so Kidra Chaisa might not help. There's also a Tosfos who has a line where it says that Kidra Chaisa only helps by a Tanur. It does not help by a Kira. And since our ovens are considered a Kira, not a Tanur, we'll talk about the distinction between those, if not today, on Monday. So Kidra Chaisa might not help for us. So there are 4 or 5 reasons why Kidra Chaisa is not a good, does not really help. There is a discussion in the Rishonim and in the Poskim about what Kidra Chaisa is. Does Kidra Chaisa have to be a raw piece of meat? Or does Kidra Chaisa mean any food that is raw at the beginning of Shabbos? The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah, Rav Rimon points out, the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah says that basar or yirakos. But the Rambam in the Yad writes only basar. The Mishnah Berurah Taina is not Yerakos, only Basar, because the idea of Kitra Chaisa is that it is not going to be ready Friday night, and Yerakos cook more quickly. The Shabbos of my Preba to become the rabbi in Mount Sinai. So the wife of the president of the shul comes over to me Friday night. This is her Shaila. It was right before Shabbos and right before Lech Benchen, and she realized that she didn't put the cholent up yet. And they have vegetarian cholent. No meat. She threw barley in right before Shabbos. Does barley help as the heter of Kedra Chaisa? Now, unlike vegetables, barley takes a long time to cook. So I tell her, listen, you know, Kedra Chaisa is not only on meat, it applies to other stuff that take a long time to cook. It might not apply to Yerukos, but applies to barley. But you shouldn't rely on Kedra Chaisa for all the reasons that I mentioned. So I don't know what, but apparently I became the rabbi of the shul. I'm not sure if this is really my b'china preba to get the shul or not, but Baruch Hashem, I guess I got the right answer. So these are the dinim of Kedra Chaisa. Now, until now we've been discussing leaving food on an open fire. Do I hold the Chananya like the Chachamim? And Kedra Chaisa is also leaving food with a raw bone on the open fire from the Zman of Hachnasas HaShabbos. What about a covered fire? What's the din of a covered fire? So the Mishnah writes that if you have a kibra shehisikuha begefes ube'etzim, if you have an oven that is fired with wood or with residue from the olive press, so you have to be garifal katum. You can do shehiya on it, even if the food is in that in-between stage, between perfectly raw and maichob and rusai, it's going to be okay if you have garif ol katum. Garif means, according to many slash most rishonim, that you remove all the coals. Katum means that you cover the coals. Now for us, removing the coals is not shayich, because we don't have coals in our ovens, right? We have gas, electric, those types of ranges. So removing it is not shayich, but is katum shayich? Is covering the coals shayich in our world? So the tradition is that we fulfill the idea of katum with a blech. When I put a flat piece of metal on top of the fire, that is assumed to be katum. However, the Chazon Ish raises an objection to this idea. The Chazon Ish says that if you read Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says katum is because it's mitztanein. The reason why katum helps is because it cools it down. When you put the ashes on the coals, they get cooler. If that's the case, the Chazon Ish tells that when you just put a piece of metal on top of the ash, he writes, Ashahiya shenohagim ba'artzenu hakdosha. Right? Apparently in Europe, they did Shahiya differently. Yeah, the Chazon Ish went to Eretz Yisrael. When was it? In 33? Went to Eretz Yisrael? So the Chazon Ish writes, Hashihiya shenohagim ba'artzenu hakdosha. Right? Yesh lefak peik. He's not sure that this Shahiya works. Lefak peik is not his word. That's my word. The Chazon Ish says, because it doesn't really cool it down. One of the guys in my shir said that he was in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's kitchen on one occasion. Who said this? One of the guys said. And in Reb Chaim, maybe when I said the shir beforehand, Reb Chaim Kanievsky had like this very unusual blech. It was like a piece of metal on top of the fire, and the metal was like on stilts, high up. The idea is Reb Chaim Kanievsky follows the fetter, the Chazon Ish, he follows his uncle, that the Chazon Ish said that just putting a blech directly on the fire does not help. It's not only because of the Rashi Shemitztanein, because one could argue that Rashi says it has to be Mitztanein because Rashi has a different read of entire Perakira. For Rashi, Perakira is all about the Dinam of Hatmana. And since it's about the Dinam of Hatmana, therefore you have to cover the coals in the way that cools it down so it's not considered Hatmana B'dava Mosef Hevel. But the Chazon Ish Taina says he has a different Gemara like this. The Gemara speaking about Smicha talks about leave Smicha not in what you're trying to get. Smicha in terms of leaving food next to a stove. The Gemara speaks about Smicha in the sense of this is my stove and I leave it outside the stove next to the Dolphin Ha Kira. The Gemara does not talk about Smicha on top. If you have a fire and you have a thing of metal on top of it, that's not called smicha. What's the difference between on the top and to the side? In both cases, there is something that's mafsik. Mali, if it's this way or that way. Chazanish says, Zetmin, you see from that Gemara, the way it's understood by the major Rishonim, that just having a blech, just having something on top of the fire, does not help as a ketumah. That's the Chazanish's mahalach. Nonetheless, the Minhag HaOlam developed that we use a blech, and it's probably not because of the Cheshbin of Rashi, that the idea of Ketumah is that it cools it down. Rather, it's because of one of two Cheshbonos, which are quite similar. The Rambam understands that the idea of Katum is that it is Mesiyach Das. I am Mesiyach Das from these coals. Because if I'd care about the coals, I wouldn't put ashes on them. So I'm Mesiyach Das. The Ramach on that Rambam, the Ramach writes that Katum helps as a hecker. It is some sort of reminder. The fact that I covered those coals reminds me not to stoke them. According to both of these Hesperim, we could say that's why Ketumah helps with a blech, because it serves as some sort of hecker, and a hecker in the sense of it covers the fire, and therefore you're not likely to stoke the coals. And L'chaire, it also shows that you may see Yachdas. Now, of course, when you think about it, that's not so mistaber, because if it's really a hecker, it should make more sense that you cover the knobs, so you don't flip it on. Covering the fire is a little difficult. Nonetheless, Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Gimel, Reb Moshe says that the idea of Ketumah is like the idea was in the Gemara. Bizman Hashas, you covered the fire. For us, you cover the fire also. There's a chumra to cover the knobs. In Rabbi Eider's Sefer, he quotes it Rabbi Aaron Cutler. It's interesting that Rav Rimon did not use Rabbi Eider Sefer that much. He doesn't quote this from Baron Kotler. Just looked at this like 20 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, whatever it is now. Rav Rimon just says that the Ramosha, that's a chumra to cover the knobs. Rabbi Aaron Kotler said, all you have to do is cover the knobs. Ramosha Feinstein, actually in that Shufa Ray, so this is what Nadia was referring to a few minutes ago, Ken Zayn, that for us, there's no need to cover the knobs at all. You see, in the Zman of the Gemara, we could say this for two reasons. In the Zman of the Gemara, they had a oven, a stove that was fueled with wood. Wood, by definition, burns a little bit hotter, a little bit colder. So there's a concern that you're going to stoke the coals. Chacham Ovadia and Chelak Aleph Simen Lamed Beis in the Yabia Omer says, maybe our ovens are not shayach to the chashash of Shema Yechata at all, because in our ovens, you have a good thermostat. It maintains a standard temperature. It won't go up and down. So there's no real concern of Shema Yechata. That's what Chacham Ovadia Tainas. Reb Moshe Feinstein, that Tshuva Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Gimel, Reb Moshe has a different cheshbon. He says, when you think about it, our ovens are not really Shema Yechata B'Gecholam at all. Shema Yechata B'Gecholam means that I have the fire here and I'm going to stoke the coals so this coal burns, that coal doesn't burn, this coal burns more than it was burning beforehand. That's Shema Yechata. Our gas ranges, our electric, when I turn it up, what I'm really doing is I'm bringing more wood. Right? Isn't that the halachic equivalent to bringing more wood? I'm taking wood, right? More of it. I have gas. I bring more of it. When I turn the gas up, I'm just bringing more wood. So says Rav Moshe, Ken Zayin, that you don't need any cover at all on our ovens, because Chazal were never choshesh shema yavi eitzim. There was never a chash that you'll bring more wood. Doesn't exist. That's Chacham Avad, that's Rav Moshe's taina. Nonetheless, the practice is that we use a blech, and we assume that there's a chumrah to cover the knobs as well. There's another reason to be makel entirely. Well, not entirely, but another svar l'hakel. Remember, we're talking about leaving food, which is somewhat cooked between, it's not ruach, but it's not yet maichel ben jusoy. So you need to leave it on a covered oven. So we said, covering the ovens, is it mitzanein it or not, etc. The minig is that we assume a blech is mitzanein, or we hold that you don't need sinon, we hold it's heker. Be as it may, our blech we assume helps. But there might be another cheshbin, why it's permitted, and that's based on the Gemara Yud Ches also called Tayach Betit. Tayach Betit means that I seal the oven up. I seal the oven up. Now, what in order to accomplish Tach Betit, what you'd have to do is you take the knob and you mamish, take strong tape, and you tape the knob down so that you can't adjust it even if you try. You lock it. You have, sometimes people have for babies. You're worried that the baby is going to play with the stove. I don't know if any of you have had this experience yet. So you have like special oven covers, which are very, for somehow, some reason, it's easier for babies to get the oven covers off than it is for adults. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo made human beings. But the point is that you have these oven covers, so that could count as Tayach Betit. Now, the Gemara Yud Ches, when it speaks about Tayach Betit, the Rashi holds that Tayach Betit makes it that it's not, we're not Choshe Shema Yechat at all. That's Rashi Shita. However, there are others who assume, the Rambam writes, that Tayach Betit only helps by a particular type of food. Tayach Betit means you can't access the food, can't access the food, because it's all locked in. The Rambam says that helps by the type of food that if air would get into it, it would ruin the food. But most foods it won't help for. In Simen Reish Nun Daled, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. So for Sparadim, what? Maran HaMechaber?
The Gemara said it was limited to certain foods.
Slowly, because those foods, if it's exposed to air, will get ruined. That's how the Rambam understands it. Rashi expands it to say that when it's tough, but there's no kshash or shami yachata. So according to Rashi, it helps by all foods. According to the Rambam, that only helps by certain foods. So lav dafka will tayach betit help. And since the Mechaber and Rishon and Dalad paskins like the Rambam, so therefore it could be that tayach betit does not help for Sfaradim. Bashkenazim follow Rashi, right? So if we follow Rashi, then tayach betit will help on all foods. Let's just talk about one other.
Those foods don't even need tayach betit.
Those foods... Oh, you're saying on our ranges, because, well, no one would use our
In the Gemara, that the Basar Gedi doesn't need, if you open the oven, it'll be bad for it. You don't even need Tayach Betit because you know that you'll ruin the food.
Okay, so Enachanami, so Basar Gedi, if on our ranges, would be okay because it's exposed to the air, but that's not what most food is, right? And even our Basar Gedi, if we cook it that way, that means that we know that it won't ruin it. Etc. Oh, there's one other issue to be concerned with. I have food that is partially cooked. It's not raw, it's not yet Michael Ben Drusai. Our practice is that we leave it on the blech. Frektrib Kiva Eger Akasha, and this is a Rashba's Kasha and Dafyut Ches. We spoke about this Rashba yesterday. Rib Kiva Eger asks, he says, one second. Shouldn't we be worried that you might be magus? Shouldn't we be worried that you might stir the food? If the food is not raw, not yet a third cooked, maybe you'll go and you'll stir it to speed up the cooking process. So the Rashba himself answered, we're not worried about magus. Once the food is higiel meichel ben drusai, because the Rashba l'shitaso holds that there's no bishal achabishal when food is meichel ben drusai. But we don't hold like that Rashba. The Mechaber paskins that there is bishal achabishal until higiel lemavushal kol tzarko, like the bir halacha reis in shin yud ches sif dalet. So it could be that we should not leave food even on the blech unless the food is fully cooked. Elamai, you want to rely on the Rashba because it's too much of a chumrah. You want to rely on the Rashba and say, once the food is ma'achub and jesoy, you can leave it on the blech, right? Because you could even have that food not on the blech, according to Chananya. So certainly you can leave the food on the blech. Okay, I hear that. But food that is between Ruah and ma'achub and jesoy, Rebbe Ve'eger asks, we should be choisha shema magus. Maybe you'll stir the food. There's a story in the Sefer Mipnine Harav that a couple once came to Rav Salavitcher to get divorced because the wife wanted to leave food on the blech when the food is between Roa and Michael Ben Drusai. And the husband tells his wife that you're being Michal Shabbos. So he wanted to get divorced. And Rav Salavitcher said it's not worth getting divorced over. There are two men hug him. In certain communities, they were machmer like Rav Kiva Eger, who is choishish that you might be magus. In other communities, they're not machmir like the Reb Kiva Eger. So it wasn't worth getting divorced over this issue. But again, in terms of what you should do, so the best thing to do is have food is going to be on an open fire mamish, it should be mavushal kol tzarko. And if the food is going to be on a covered fire, you should try to make it a mavushal kemaychol ben drusai, and in that way, you will solve the issues of all of Judaism. Okay, gentlemen, Yitz Hashem, on Monday, we'll try to cover HaChazara, on Tuesday, Hatmana, Wednesday, Chazara Day, Thursday, Bechina, and we should all have a marvelous Shabbos and Zeigebenched. Oh, the shiur today will be at 1:45, and we'll talk about ransacking of the Capitol.